And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Do what you do. This show is all on fire.
All right, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Oh, Cliff, I'm so ready. How are you doing?
Oh, in the Falkland Islands.
In the Falkland Islands, talking about baby shark, 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 shark.
No. I was so hoping, I was praying to God all night that you would not start singing that.
How long have you known me?
I just thought, please, God. And that just proves everybody out there, if you're writing your master's thesis on whether or not God exists, no, because I've been praying all night that Kendall would not even mention. I thought maybe Kendall's never even heard of baby
Cliff, as sure as Mr. Snodbottom is going to have a bowel movement on himself and Charles the Contractor is going to destroy something, I'm going to mention Baby Shark.
Well, let that be.
That's it. I'm done.
Only time.
I'm done.
Please.
Now, we're talking about lawyers this week, right?
No, Kendall, we're talking about loan sharks this week.
Loan sharks.
Because Charles the Contractor, you know, he got that one big loan so he could try to get that one last big payday down at the dog track.
Well, that is not what I got notes about.
Oh, shit. Well, all right. Well, let's just do one about regular sharks.
All right.
Did you know sharks? They are just wonderful, but also so very vicious. They're so vicious that embryos attack each other.
Shit!
Their embryos attack one another. The largest embryo in a shark litter is known to eat its fellow embryos in an act known as intrauterine cannibalism.
Whoa! What a rough start to life.
Now, of course, everybody remembers the word intrauterine. Do you remember where that word comes from?
Where it comes from? Inside the uterus?
Well, where you've heard it before.
Where have I heard it?
All right. Remember the Golden Girls episode where they're writing the song? It's one of the most famous episodes.
Miami
is nice. Miami. So I'll say it twice.
Uh-huh.
Miami is nice. Miami is nice. And then they say, well, yeah, that's actually thrice. And Rose changes
it. Yeah, I do remember that.
You know, Miami is nice. So I'll say it thrice.
Uh-huh.
And Dorothy says, Rose, nobody says thrice in a song. And she says, you might as well use the word intrauterine. And Rose...
Who knew she was talking about sharks?
I know. And Rose says, oh, Miami, you're cuter than an intrauterine.
Oh, see, they knew a lot about sharks living down in Miami.
Oh, my God. You know they did. That's probably why they didn't go to the beach all the damn time.
And you, this is a little known fact. You know what it sounds like in the inner uterine of a shark embryo?
It sounded like when you hold one of those big shells up to your ear.
No, close. It goes, doo-doo, because they're eating each other.
Oh, that's true. Their little fins are popping out.
Popping out.
Everywhere they're popping out. Kato, did you know that really... that M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Sixth Sense, should have been about sharks. It should have been revealed that Bruce Willis was a shark the whole time instead of dead the whole time at the end because, spoiler from 40 years ago, in addition to their killer sense of smell, sharks can also detect prey by tapping into the small electrical fields that other animals generate using tiny organs called the ampullae of Lorenzini. These small
it's Italian. It's
obviously. And speaking of, there's a special this week at the Olive Garden for ampullae of Lorenzini. These small pores located near their nostrils, around the head, and beneath their snout are something of a second sight. Can you believe it?
The pores, that is crazy.
I know. They connect the pores. They connect to long jelly-filled bulbs that connect to nerves below their skull.
They are the psychics of the animal world.
The sharks are sort of the Miss Cleos of the ocean.
Miss Cleo.
If you were.
Because, I got tons of shark facts, and I don't want to stop talking about sharks, but we haven't even mentioned where we are.
Where? We're on the Falkland Islands.
Well, we know that.
Of course, where we've been hanging lately.
Mm-hmm.
The ride tour is still going strong. Everybody loves it. We've been, planning a lot of ride, doing a lot of volunteer works. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, her... Right, speeches are still drawing record Casablanca level crowds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're having to use the Opera House sometimes for hurrah speeches because it's just so many people.
Oh, it's so many people, yeah. And plus, they love the ornate way you've redecorated the whole place.
Well, I tried.
All the trompe-l'oeil on the wall just looks beautiful and new.
I tried. I even put a few Christopher Lloyds in there.
A few Christopher Lloyds.
Painted them right in.
I love them. He's just saying, Marty, we're going to go back.
Scott! Eli, love it. And people at the opera, no idea. But no, we're not at the opera.
We're not. Not
today. We are
not
at
today.
The Smelly Clam.
The Smelly Clam. Now, we're not. I wanted Charles to set up the booth out in the eating area. The seating, whatever you call that. Well, the dining room. But, of course, there was not room. There was a big overturned wheelbarrow full of oysters out there.
Yeah.
And so, Charles, he just set it up back here in the kitchen, which, so it's kind of hot. It's very hot as hell on the Falklands anyway. It's even hotter here in the kitchen of the Smelly Clam.
It is so hot. And I know I could talk 10 minutes about it, but I won't.
But, yeah, we've already covered Earth is Dead.
I know.
This is just how it is. Welcome to the new normal, everybody.
I know. At least, I see that you've decorated the booth with these orange Halloween lights because, you know, I know it's early, but Halloween's coming up. And something about it, I love the look of them, but they make me feel even hotter because it's so hot. And the orange, I'm like, oh, it's like fire. It's like burning.
Oh, see, I see the orange lights for Halloween. I think, oh, it makes me think, surely to God, the God that doesn't exist because he still allowed you to sing Baby Shark a few minutes ago. Surely to this non-existent deity in the skies. Surely it must be a beautiful fall outside the booth, outside the restaurant, with leaves falling. But it's not. It is hotter than hell. At this point, people who are killing themselves just to get to hell because it feels better.
But the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Mysterious. So mysterious.
My goodness, dear, you're speaking of the Lord, dear.
Oh, how
wonderful.
Oh, praise Christ.
Happy that you're finally doing an episode of the Lord.
Oh, dear, you're stepping on my foot with your flipper.
My goodness, dear, I'm so sorry. They're so large.
They are large, and you've got that big oxygen tank strapped to your back, and it's clanging into stuff.
Well, dear, one can't go oyster diving without the proper gear.
Yeah, but we're not diving for oysters. We're in a clam shack restaurant.
Dear, we're not going diving.
No, we're just doing a show. And, you know, I think Charles, the contractor, he just wanted that oyster special.
Dear, Charles said we were going diving.
No, he said, he probably said it was a dive. Like a dive bar, but it's a dive restaurant.
What a terrible miscommunication.
Oh, no, dear.
Charles struck again.
I didn't know what Charles was talking about.
Dear, you fell asleep.
Oh, I did, because I had a very strenuous bowel attack last night. Took it out of me, girl.
Yes, dear, that was quite the attack. But we got through it like we always do.
We always do. If the cookie crumbles, we pick up the pieces.
Which, am I the only one concerned that there are no clams here?
Well, I think maybe you are. What do you care about clams?
Well, I don't eat clams, but we're at a place called the Smelly Clam, and there are no clams.
Kendall's a clam diver over here.
A clam jumper.
Oh, Barbara, there's oysters here. You know, all of the clams, they were overfished here in the Falkland Islands.
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yes, they've been gone for months, so the clam shacks, they've simply reverted to selling oysters.
It's a wonderful substitution, if you ask me.
I guess it is. I think it's on Heloise's acceptable list of substitutions.
Oh, Barbara.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
But I'm going to let you keep talking about the Lord. I don't want to disrupt the show.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go see if they can use some help in the kitchen.
Oh, hallelujah, girl.
Well, there she goes. Look, her flopping through the kitchen with her big old, what do you call those?
The flippers.
Flippers. There
flippers.
Go.
She got flippers. Got her scuba gear.
She's wearing flippers. Flippers.
Faster than lightning.
There you
go. The one you see.
See, it's faster than she. Look at her fly.
I've had so many impossible whoppers from the Burger Kings here on the Falkland Islands.
They're out.
I ate one for lunch on the way here today. And I've got to tell you, I want to put Burger King, every single one on the Falkland Islands, on blast. Because...
Uh-oh.
They treat not even extra packets of ketchup, just the one that you should get with your french fries. They treat that as if I'm asking would you co-sign a loan for me?
Yeah, they won't
give it to you. I swear to the non-existent God that lets Kendall sing Baby Shark whenever he wants. I swear to him or her or they that 5 out of 6 Impossible Whoppers I've gotten here in this last month, which thanks Burger King for making it easy and, you know, very convenient to stay morbidly obese as a big fat vegetarian. But anyway, I swear to God, 5 out of 6 gave me no ketchup. Today, I said in my order, I said, and packets of ketchup. And do you know that I drove away? Fool that I am.
You never drive away without looking.
And I thought, well, surely to shit they will give me ketchup packets. And when I went out of my goddamn way to ask for them, and no, I was choking down the hell's hottest french fries. They were so hot today. But they were good. But it would have been a lot better if I could slather some tomato sugar juice on them.
You
gotta
have ketchup. What are you gonna put them in?
I listen. You know, they're lucky that I just had better things to do and I was so busy living for love because occasionally, bitch, I'm loca. And I would have gone back there and found a hard drive and thrown it.
Right in their face.
Right in their face, right in the deep fryer.
Cliff, you know, my mother, God rest her soul, she would always say, when I was a kid, we'd go somewhere like to Burger King or somewhere and she'd say, give me lots of ketchup, like lots of them, like a handful. And she would go out of her way to tell him to give us ketchup. And I was, like, terribly embarrassed every time. And then I grew up and I was like, oh, that's why. Because they want to give you one packet of ketchup at most.
And luckily, some other restaurants gave me extra sometime. Because there's some old expired in the glove compartment of the rental car. But, it was such a tragic thing today. But I made it through. And I think that's the lesson here is that when life doesn't give you ketchup, make lemonade.
There you go. And then dip your fries in that.
Cliff,
do you know?
Do you remember that old Estates skit where it was everything you mentioned, the guy would say, I want to dip my balls in it.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember
what
that?
What was it from?
It was from
The State.
The sketch comedy show on MTV.
No, I love, one of my favorite sketches is the taco thing from there.
Oh, I don't remember.
Do you remember the taco?
No.
Oh, my God. We gotta pull it up and just let the listeners listen to it or watch it.
We'll
watch it during a break.
Yeah, we'll pull them both up.
Google it.
But yeah, the guy, you'd be like, oh, anybody want some French onion dip? And the guy would say, I want to dip my balls in it.
Then, genius comic writer.
Yeah, just over and over and over. And then finally at the end, he's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to dip my balls in it. And he pulls out like 2 ping pong balls from his pocket and dips them.
Classic.
And it was, just some of that great, great ball related humor of the 90s.
They just don't do that anymore.
They don't do it anymore. And it's a crying shame.
Crying shame.
It is a crying shame.
Cliff, do you know how many species of shark there are? Could you even fathom how many species of shark there are?
11.
What an idiot. 500.
What?
500 species of sharks. There's even cat sharks.
Now, do you know one thing? That female sharks, these strong, powerful women, they generally dwarf male sharks. Did you know that? They're just a lot larger in most shark species.
Well, that's because we're not sharks.
That's because if we were sharks, they'd be saying, excuse me, ma'am.
Whenever, excuse me, I'm a male shark.
I'm a male shark. Kendall hates to be misgendered. And there are, listen.
Only if I'm a shark.
Only if you're a shark. But, you know, some sharks don't even live in the ocean. What about the land shark? Remember the land shark from Saturday Night Live?
Oh, I love the land shark.
I love the land shark.
Candy Graham.
Growing up, yes, Candy Graham.
Hey,
and it would be the land shark. Now, that's comedy.
That's when they knew how to write comedy. Balls dipping in sauces and land sharks.
Land sharks, I loved. Oh, my God. I want to go back and watch a land shark skit now. I think I have one of my Gilda Radner DVDs.
Oh, we're going to have a watching session.
We are.
Cliff, do you know that the largest, speaking of us, the largest species of shark is also one of the most easygoing?
Oh, like us.
Yeah, whale sharks. That's exactly like us. They've been known to give a ride to hitchhiking swimmers, cruise through the water, but marine life experts caution against popularizing this sport.
Well,
because when you spend a lot of time and a lot of pressure on a fish, it takes away the slime covering the fish and has potential negative impacts on the fish. So don't do it.
Don't do it. Isn't it just something to think all the fish out there are just covered with slime?
Well, they need it.
It's like they've all been on You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, they wish they were on You
Can't Do That. They wish. I hope everybody gets all these references we're making.
Nobody gets
it. You have to have been alive in the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. yes, you can ride a shark. Did you know that not only Aquaman is riding sharks? The largest of the ones, almost of the most easygoing.
I know, aren't they?
I know, but
you're
I don't
you're
think
listening.
You should. You know, upon further reflection, I don't think you should ride a shark. Which that makes me think of, okay, I watched like half of this Aquaman movie the other night. Did you see it?
I have not seen it.
It's on HBO Go, if you're so inclined. But it's one of those things, it's not like it's worse than any other movie, and it had some fun parts, but I've only watched half of it, so yeah, bear with me.
Uh-huh.
But it's one of those things that you watch, and you think, this movie cost $18 trillion to make. And it made money back, and it was a hit, and I'm sure there'll be 76 more Aquaman uh-huh. for us to look forward to. But it,
Aquaman, the Rise of Aqua.
Yeah, but just when you watch it, and you realize all of the effects that had to go into it to make their like hair move, like it's in water the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the hair, everybody except Aquaman, everybody in this movie, save for him, has the worst hair you could possibly imagine. There's Willem Dafoe is some kind of mentor who is a friend of Aquaman's mother. And he has like his hair like up, in, not even in like a man bun. I could take that if that's what it was. And if he was Harry Styles. But but he has it in like three different braids on his head. And trust me, I'd rather hear that than see this hairdo. He had the worst hair. Patrick Wilson, who's a very handsome actor, plays this other Aqua person. And his hair, and sometimes his hair is short and moves around it like you would expect, and it looks okay. And then other times, his hair, they've done. He's like platinum blonde for some reason. And his hair is done in like this French braid on his head. And it just looks so terrible. It's like if your hair is such a big problem under the ocean that you have to braid it up so that it's not in your way, why don't you just cut it the hell off? Your hair, it grows back.
Well, you know, this is the problem with modern day. Like, they're like, we don't need hair and makeup. We'll just do it in the computer.
It looks so bad.
You still need somebody to tell you what's good and what's not, you idiots.
It looked so terrible. And so it's like, even if the rest of the movie, you know, somehow not thinking, why couldn't we have not made Aquaman and we could have, you know, ended homelessness instead with the budget? Maybe we could have done that. But no, we didn't. As a society, we decided Aquaman was more important, and that's okay.
Or just give all the homeless hair makeovers, at least something.
Listen, I've never seen a homeless person with hair as bad as these Aqua people have. And Aquaman, he his hair looks really good, but everybody else's looks terrible.
Well, they spent the whole budget on his hair.
Yeah, there's this one, the love interest, which, am I the only one? I don't know who any of the actresses are. These days, do you? Can you name any actresses that are like 25?
I can't even name the character names most of the time. Like that one guy that had the gray hair.
Yeah, when they say, who would be good for this young ingenue part? I'm like, well, Julia Roberts. Sandra Bullock. Are you insane? And the only actress I recognized in Aquaman was the 5 minutes that Nicole Kidman was in it. And luckily she said, look, I've got 5 minutes to record this scene. And then I'm out. And she was an aqua person, but she was on land, so her hair looked okay.
Oh, thank God.
But anyway, it just is, what does the world come to?
We don't have time.
That's what I was left with as I watched Aquaman.
You're starting to derail, Cliff, talking about where the world's going. I'm going to put you back on the track here.
All right.
Because I know that you're worried about that, but you're also worried about how dangerous sharks are.
I am.
I know you are.
It's a worry of mine.
But you know, there are plenty of animals that are way more dangerous than sharks.
What?
Yeah. They kill an average of less than one person a year.
Oh.
In the U.S. and less than six worldwide. And it's a lot scarier for creatures such as our brothers and sisters, the hippos, which reported 2,900 people in Africa alone.
Oh.
Deer kill more people. Can
deer.
You believe that?
Oh,
yeah,
deer.
From car collisions. Cows kill 22 people a year.
Oh,
why
shit.
Why are sharks getting such a bad rap?
How are cows killing this many people?
I don't know. Probably mad cow disease.
Kicking farmers.
Ebola.
Like, get your hands on my teeth. Kendall, speaking of things that are more dangerous than sharks, lightning strikes.
Holy shit.
Did you know it's seriously unlikely you'll be attacked by sharks, but like airplane crashes, when they do happen, they get a lot of publicity. The U.S. averages just 19 shark attacks each year, and in the coastal states alone, lightning strikes and kills more than 37 people each year. That's just in the coastal states. That's not even the Great Plains.
What is going on?
What's going on?
Somebody got that movie wrong.
They got all the movies wrong so far. The Megalodon, the Meg, should have been about a lightning
Sharknado
strike.
Sharknado
should have been
all wrong.
Lightning NATO.
But did you know?
No.
This is going to come as a big shock to you.
Oh.
That since 1580, the year 1580.
Oh, what a wonderful year.
93% of all shark attacks have been made on males.
Whoa.
Sharks are out to take the males out. Somebody needs to.
I think the sharks know something we don't.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Now, speaking of how men and how they should all be executed, female sharks are so strong and powerful, you guys. They don't even need a guy to reproduce at all. At least, that was the case with one zebra shark who was separated from her mate for 4 years in an Australian aquarium. But somehow, she still gave birth to 3 baby sharks in 2016.
What?
One possibility was that the shark had been storing sperm from her ex and just later decided to use it to fertilize her eggs.
That's what the sperm pouch is for.
Can you believe it? But the DNA testing indicated that they had been conceived via asexual reproduction. Who knew?
Life found a way.
Life found a way. Sounds like chaos to me.
Chaos theory.
Kendall. It's kind of eerie, but it proves my chaos theory. And I won't be coming back this way again.
Are you talking
to
me?
Oh, no. I am.
Oh, God. Why are you talking to me?
Are you? Are you?
Talking to me?
We
can do all our own effects. We can't afford the computer to do it anymore.
Oh, Charles, get more jelly on the CD-ROM.
Ugh.
Kendall, here's a movie quote. Let's see if you can name that movie.
Let's see. Let's do it.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Our fugitive has been on the run for 90 minutes. Average foot speed over uneven ground, barring injuries, is 4 miles an hour. That gives us a radius of 6 miles. What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, in-house, outhouse, and doghouse in that area. Checkpoints go up in 15 miles.
Now, Cliff.
Yeah?
I wouldn't have got it had it not been for the excellent Tommy Lee Jones impression you did.
Right? You thought he was here in the room.
Fugitive!
Fugitive.
Hot damn.
The fugitive.
Damn.
What, can you believe that was, you came out 26 years ago?
No, I don't want to think about it. Licensed to kill gophers by the government of the United States. A man free to kill gophers at will. To kill, you must know your enemy. And in the case of my enemy, is a varmint. And a varmint will never quit. Ever.
Oh, is that Caddyshack?
Caddyshack.
All right. I don't have very much time these days, so I'll make it quick. Like my life. You know, as we come to the end of this phase of our life, we find ourselves trying to remember the good times and trying to forget the bad times. And we find ourselves thinking about the future. We start to worry, thinking, what am I going to do? Where am I going to be in 10 years? But I say to you, hey, look at me. Please don't worry so much, because in the end, none of us have very long on this earth. Life is fleeting. And if you're ever distressed, cast your eyes to the summer sky. When the stars are strung across the velvety night, and when a shooting star streaks through the blackness, turning night into day, make a wish. Think of me. And make your life spectacular. I know I did. I made it, Mom. I'm a grown-up. Thank you.
Well, that made me want to wait. Benjamin Button.
Oh, no, but it was the name. But it just proves you don't know Jack. About Jack. The Robin Williams movie called Jack.
Oh,
where he, remember Jack. Where he was a child, but he looked like Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah, I do. I must have watched that.
I'm sure you did. I saw it in the theater. Remember Fran Drescher was in it?
God, I need to refresh my memory. All right.
Maybe.
Give a bad boy enough rope, and he'll soon make a jackass of himself.
Uh-oh, that was from Jackass 3, The Assening.
No, you know, you wouldn't think it, but it was from a little Disney movie called Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. All right. Well, here we go. 1791 was the year it happened. I was 24, younger than you are now. A lot younger than you, Kendall. But times were different then. I was a man at that age, the master of a large plantation just south of New Orleans. I lost my wife in childbirth. She and the infant had been buried less than half a year. I would have been happy to join them. I couldn't bear the pain of their loss. I longed to be released from it. I wanted to lose it all, my wealth, my estate, my sanity. Most of all, I longed for death. I know that now. I invited it. A release from the pain of living. My invitation was open to anyone, to the whore at my side, to the pimp that followed, but it was a vampire that accepted.
Interview with Vampire.
And it wasn't a BuzzFeed.
I would like you to know that I knew that before you said the word vampire.
I believe you.
All right. Good.
I believe in you.
My father's name was John Kinsella. All of our quotes are very similar this week. It's an Irish name. He was born in North Dakota in 1896 and never saw a big city until he came back from France in 1918. He settled in Chicago, where he quickly learned to live and die with the White Sox. Died a little when they lost the 1919 World Series. Died a lot the following summer when 8 members of the team were accused of throwing that series.
Oh, that was from, Billy Crystal baseball movie.
No. It was the other baseball movie.
Field of Dreams. Now, one funny thing about Field of Dreams is that it's PG, but it does have, like, a lot of bad language in it. Mm-hmm. But in fourth grade, I took the video to school, and we watched it. And what I had seen it so many times, I tried to beep it out with my voice when they started saying bad things. And I remember, I don't know if we had to stop it or not, but I remember the teacher saying, if they say one more thing, we have to turn it off.
Well, do you know what I did? Would you say sixth grade?
Fourth grade.
Oh, in sixth grade... I brought Weekend at Bernie's 2. And I don't know what made me think, let's watch this. But there's a scene where, like, Bernie is, like, being pulled by this paraglider thing. And, like, pulls off this woman's bra and she's just, like, her boobs pop out.
Oh, God.
And I remember, like, looking over the teacher was like, what? I was like, I was mortified. I was like, I cannot believe I didn't remember these boobs just popped out.
Kendall. I have so many sweet teeth. And I will tell you that after the break, I have something sweet for us. But
yes!
We have to take a doo-doo break.
Oh, okay. We'll watch the state.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. I've got my finger caught in an oyster.
It won't let go.
Oh, and it's giving me a bowel attack.
I think they hold on until the lightning strikes. Is that what I have heard, dear?
Oh, my bowel.
Oh, goodness, it's all over the booth.
Oh, all right, let's stop this song.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
Okay, ready?
Attach Fun Fountain to a garden hose, and this summer you can be ready for some cool, splashing, surprising water fun. The Fun Fountain hat whirls high on a cool stream of water. With cool, splashing Fun Fountain, you and your friends can splash and dash and have cool water fun with Fun Fountain. It's surprising. Fun Fountain from Wham-O.
What a great break. And I'm glad we're back. Back for more, just like Cliff and Kendall.
I'm gonna take a breath here. I'm afraid you might be saying something you don't quite mean. What I'm hearing is you don't want the tacos. I'm sorry.
Well, Kendall, just that just makes me feel bad that I never check my mail and how much I hate checking it. Because it's always bad news.
Well, imagine if you got tacos.
I guess that is a really good...
Wouldn't you prefer to get tacos instead of mail?
I would much prefer to get tacos instead of mail.
Then you'd have an endless supply of tacos. It's hilarious, right? Anyway, welcome back.
Oh, Kendall, to sharks.
Welcome back to Sharks.
Show all about sharks.
Doo-doo.
It's a show you didn't know that you needed in your life.
But you need it.
But you do.
I want to dip my balls in it! I want to dip my balls in it!
Right to Shark.
That's all I could find of all I want to dip my balls in it. But that does prove that it exists, and I'm not insane.
I wouldn't have believed you if it hadn't been for that.
That actor, Ken Marino, he's a comedian. He's on all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he was in a show I worked on.
I know. I remember. Okay. And I remember because he was so hunky and hot back in his state days. And I remember... he still looks pretty good for himself. He still looks 50,000 times better than us.
Let's
on our best day.
Yeah.
On our best day after we've been working out and dieting for years, he still looks better. But... there was the I want to dip my balls in it, so I like that because it was about his balls. And then there was also one skit where he was trying to impress his girlfriend or something, and he was naked, and he was like, "Look, I can move it without even touching it." And he was like gyrating his hips, you know, that made you think like that his wiener was like flopping around in a circle.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Whoa,
why?"
I was wishing that it was HBO and they could have panned down or tilted down.
Nope, they had to stay up.
They had to stay up. It was the MTV in the 90s. It was a long time ago when there was propriety.
Those were the days.
Oh, Kendall. Now, what about sharks? Do you have anything else pressing about sharks?
I got so much pressing.
We need to know. Pressing. What is it?
You know, some species of shark, they don't sleep like humans at all.
What the hell do they do?
They have to continue swimming in order to breathe.
You are kidding.
They fall into a deep... instead of falling into a deep sleep, they just remain semi-conscious.
Oh!
Wouldn't that be great? You just stay semi-conscious the whole night.
No. Who wants to stay semi-conscious?
Well, see, but
wouldn't it be great to be totally unconscious all day long?
Cliff, you don't even know. You are semi-conscious every night. You don't sleep. You eat. You have to keep eating to stay alive all night long.
Well, that's just another side habit that I've got. Kendall, now, unlike us, did you know their skeletons aren't made of bones? That's why we didn't talk about it in our show about bones. It's because, seriously, shark skeletons are made of pure cartilage and muscle.
Ooh.
Yeah, that makes
another meaning for a boner.
It means you're like a shark. It makes the shark lighter and more flexible, which comes in handy when it's pursuing prey and has to make sharp turns.
Huh. What do you know? No bones about it.
No bones about it.
Oh, we need to get things you should know.
Things you should know. All right, I'll run out into the restaurant here, see if Mr. Snobbottom's got him in his...
Okay, what am I going to talk about? Sharks for 40 minutes?
Tell him something about sharks. Something.
Well, you know, sharks, they can have up to 15 series of teeth in each jaw. Now, I don't know about you listeners, but whenever I go to the dentist, they're like, "Oh, you've eaten so much sugar, we have to take 6 more teeth out." So... I wish that I had as many teeth as a shark, because then I can just replenish them and they just keep popping out. Oh, here comes Cliff. Don't you think, Cliff, wouldn't you love just have all those teeth that sharks have?
If we had teeth like shark, it'd be like we were like in the Coneheads movie.
Oh, yeah. When you do that.
When he opened his mouth and it was all the different rows of teeth. Because they were from... what were
plenty of... Melmac?
No, that's where Alf is from. I know they said they were from France, but they weren't really.
Hold on. I'm remembering. Remember, Kendall. Remember, Kendall. Remember. Oh, they were from Remulac.
That's right.
Remulac. Duh.
Well, speaking of people who eat mass quantities of food, that's what they said.
You're talking about us?
Now, this is an empty box, but I brought it to show you how it was...
hot and candy crunch.
It was... Captain Crunch's, they had a limited edition where it tasted like cotton candy. It's like crunch berries. And they were pink and blue. And I meant to save some, but I unfortunately ate it all before I got to the booth today.
You know, but you did save some of those cotton candy flavored grapes last week.
I don't eat grapes.
Exactly.
You know, I'm so bad I let fruit just go bad. Well, I go and buy more cotton candy flavored cereal. But anyway, I want to let all our listeners know that you need to run, not walk, to the store and get some cotton candy flavor Captain Crunch if you like the flavor of cotton candy, because it was incredible.
Let me see that nutritional information on the side.
It was incredible.
Whoa.
That's what people say when they look at me. They say, whoa!
Oh, I was talking about you.
This is just a little bit of weight I've gained from eating all this cotton candy crunch. Yeah. But I will say...
like baby weight, it comes right off.
It does turn your doo-doo a blue color.
It's like when they had that big... remember, we talked about on the show, the big beet outbreak or whatever, kids.
Yeah, so it is, but it's worth it to poop sky blue for a couple days at a time.
Oh, I poop all kind of. It's like the rainbow.
It's like rainbow bright. Kendall, this is another limited edition cereal. It's almost my birthday. In a couple weeks, I'm turning very old. And
27.
So I thought, why not get these birthday cake flavored Fruit Loops?
I didn't bring any candles.
Well, it's okay. We can just set the cereal itself on fire.
Oh, are you going to share that with me?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's even any in there.
Well, listen, I just got it today, and I was so full of cotton candy crunch that I couldn't...
Cotton candy crunch. So does this taste like birthday... I love birthday cake flavored anything, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I taste the birthday cake in there a little bit.
A little.
But it tastes like Fruit Loops. Well, I guess...
it doesn't taste like Fruit Loops to me, but it doesn't...
it tastes like something else that I've eaten before.
Mm-hmm. It's like a sugary circle.
Maybe it's just the birthday cake flavor. I'm so used to it.
Oh, it's strawberry birthday cake.
Oh.
That's why.
That changes things a bit.
Now think about that as you eat it.
Sorry, I have to eat another handful now. Why strawberry birthday cake? Is that what they had laying around?
I was assuming they had some extra strawberry O's.
Can you see the marketing meeting? They're like, we got 40 vats of strawberry flavor and 20 vats of birthday cake.
Just mix them together. Nobody's going to give a shit.
Uh-huh. It's not like people are doing podcasts where they talk about this shit.
Limited edition, though, so be the first on your block to get some Fruit Loops birthday cake flavor.
Do it in honor of Cliff's birthday.
Now, look how CGI Toucan Sam is these days.
Oh, yeah. There's no crayons there.
There's no crayons. Look at this. That's how everything is. Don't children's cartoons? Do they just look awful these days?
Yes. Well, if only Lion King looked more like Toucan Sam, would have been better.
Listen, if this was the bird, what's the bird's name?
Zazu. Right? Sure.
There's Zuzu, who's the daughter in It's a Wonderful Life.
I just can't wait to be king.
Just can't wait. If I'm going to rate them, Captain Crunch Cotton Candy was infinitely better than Birthday Cake.
Well,
but
I'll take your word for it.
That's why I'm saying Birthday Cake, they're okay. They're fine. I'm going to eat the whole box.
Just fine. No, they're good.
They were good.
I'll eat a box.
And I'm going to get some milk and eat them the way that they were intended.
The way the good Lord intended.
By God. All right. Kendall, what is the... oh, it's we got to get them in here. It's time for Hot Subjects.
Ooh. Can they handle it with all...
I don't know.
She's dressed for it.
She's got extra layers of rubber.
Come on in. We're doing Hot Subject.
Oh. Here in the clam restaurant. Oh, I don't know.
See, it's a good thing I have this oxygen tank on my back.
I may need it.
All right, well, I've got a hot subject that I know is going to...
dear, please, not too controversial.
As though it's not hotter than hell already everywhere. I'm drenched in sweat all day. And I know they're steaming oysters over there, so that's part of it. But even so, my face, I feel like I'm... just got out of the shower.
I've been slaving over the kitchen stove, and I don't look as hot as you, dear. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, boy, I think you've got a fever.
Maybe we should call the doctor.
Maybe so. I'll sit out the rest of the show and let you guys take it.
Oh, no, you won't.
All right, Kendall, there was a doctor one day, and he used what but a small camera to look inside the ear of a patient who came in complaining of a severe ear pain. And the cause turned out to be what? But a large bee.
Oh, my goodness.
Inside his ear.
My bowels. That was very long. Whoa.
Buzzy.
When the doctor said the bee was burrowing in the man's ear canal, but the doctor was able to safely remove, and both the man and bee lived happily ever after.
Oh, what a wonderful story.
Oh, yes. Very heartwarming, boy.
Did I ever tell you about the time when a bug flew into my ear when I was a kid and just beating its my eardrum?
No, one did to my dad's ear.
Really?
And they had to, like, get one of those squeezy balls that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You suction. Know, suction yeah. balls out.
Well, that, I was in the emergency room for, like, 4 hours, and my mother finally got it out with her nail right as they walked in. Stuff, yeah.
Of course.
No, that's a terrible story.
At least maybe she didn't have to pay for it.
No, I'm sure she did.
Oh.
Down at the Busheltown Burger Barn, it seems someone working there caught a video of a mouse in the kitchen.
Oh, speaking of
my goodness.
Ratatouille.
Yeah, when the workers tried to catch it, this mouse, he just jumped straight into the fryer.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Some people believe it was an accident. Some say it was pushed. Others think it was a suicide. What do you think? Should they keep this place open, or are they going to have fried mouse every day?
I think they should shut the restaurant down.
Oh, dear.
They should shut it down in honor of the rat's memory, boy.
What a poor dear. You know, I love that movie Ratatouille. Think of the desserts they could have made.
Oh, yes. You know, Fonky and Opie, they love all those cartoons about vermin.
They're yes. so sweet when they watch them, dear.
They are. Well, here, I've got another one here, and I think we're all going to love it.
All right.
This is a hot subject, though, and I really can't believe we're even talking about it on
the show. Oh, dear, please. I'm not sure we can handle it. Hot subject.
Now, there's a lady named Susie Torres, and she said she thought the discomfort in her left ear, speaking of ears,
so
and
ears.
Trouble, she thought it was water in there, but she went to a clinic in Kansas City, going to Kansas City, here I come, got water in my ear, and to have it checked out, and began to worry when the medical assistant expressed concern.
Uh-oh.
She ran out and said, I'm going to get a couple more people, and then she said, I think you have an insect in there. Torres was even more surprised a few minutes later. She came back in and told me it was a spider. They had a few tools and worked their magic and got it out. Now, doctors told Torres it was a brown recluse spider, a highly venomous species, but it had not bitten the inside of her
God.
Ear.
Why hadn't it bitten her?
Oh, it was a miracle of Christ.
Oh, I'm having a panic attack over here.
Torres said, I never thought down, they please. Would crawl in their ear or any other part of your body. She's already getting ahead. Torres said she's taken some precautions while sleeping, like corking up all her holes. I went and put some cotton balls in my ears and my other holes because I did not have any ear or other hole plugs.
I'm corking all my holes tonight.
I'm pretty terrified of spiders, she finished. Now, recently, speaking of spiders, in Vietnam, recently a doctor there helped a patient who came in with a similar complaint, and his name was Dr. Thuoc, and he looked into the patient's ear at the clinic inside Hua Dong and found a spider nesting inside. So that one could have had like 1,000 spider babies.
Oh my God, I'm never going to sleep again.
But now, Kendall, just remember this. In case you wake up one day and you're like, Susan, there's a spider nesting in my ear. All she has to do is use a light to lure the spider out of the ear. The
a
spider,
light? She better get a gun.
The spider, yeah, aim it right through, right into his ear hole, Susan.
Please, stop it. Make the pain stop.
Don't even joke about something like that.
Sorry, I'm having a panic over here.
I know it's so hot in here, but do you have another hot subject?
I don't even know how to follow that one. Ooh, sorry, I lost my place. I'm so kerfluffled now.
Oh my.
Dude, that's not a word. It's coming.
Let me tell you about this one in Britain, how there was a couple, they were shocked to find a 3-foot python slithering around their 5-month-old daughter's nursery.
I don't think worse is an octopuses.
Or hippopotamuses.
Everyone, Pope Francis.
Oh,
dear, wonderful story already. I love it.
Praise Christ.
Well, you know, he was late to his weekly Sunday appearance after being stuck in an elevator for nearly half an hour. He said, I need to apologize for being late. According to the translated comments, I was stuck in the elevator for 25 minutes. The pontiff blamed a power problem. Thank God the fire brigade came, he said, and then called for a round of applause for his rescuers. Now,
we know who really stuck him in that elevator.
Mm-hmm.
The devil.
Ooh.
the devil!
Dear, what a terrible thought!
Oh, no. Oh, dear. I think sugar...
These are hot subjects!
We've got to go outside and pray with all of these oyster chefs.
Dear, I must take this snorkel off before we pray. It's improper etiquette, you know.
Oh, yes.
To pray to the Lord with the snorkel on your
face. Very offensive to the Lord. All right, boys. But, oh, dear, we've got to go pray right now.
Dear, make sure you put that rye on top of the clam. Oh. The oysters, I'm sorry, not under them.
Our Father, who art an oyster.
Oh, heaven, dear. I'm 11.
Okay, well, all right. Now, Kendall, I didn't want to bring it up until now. I know that last week on the show, the G side
Cliff,
of
I'm
my
not,
single.
I'm going to walk out.
Has
I'm going to walk out.
Hit your G spot. It was my G side for your G spot.
Have you made a Kiss album yet?
It's just like a single. It's just got a few sides, mm-hmm. but it is something that's never been done before. And that was the G side last week. And it was one of my best songs and one of my best vocal performances. I think it's not been dwelled upon enough how vocally I'm at the top of my game. And mm-hmm. I've never sounded better. And when you thought you'd heard perfect pitch before, now you're really hearing it now. But I do have, not the G side, that was last week. I have an H side.
Now, wait, hold on. If yes. you could just sign right here on this dotted line, this is a yes. small contract I had printed up, okay. that you will play you the actual album. Okay. You just got to sign right there.
Well, it's like a single. I will.
Or the single.
Oops, sorry. The single.
Oh, no, it's in fine print.
And then sign my name. Then, like, shares one name. And then you input the date. Oops,
yes.
I ran. Oh, got the ink back. Okay. And let's see, it's the third. Okay. All right, here we go. This says, I will play the single. That means all, and you'll notice all my I's have been dotted and T's
okay.
have been crossed.
All right, cool. I do feel better about this now. This seems legit, so.
All right, I think we got it. I think we got it.
All right. Right, so I'm happy to count it down.
I think it's one of the. It's a very. It's a sweet track. It's maybe a. You know, it's just. It's very life affirming.
I prefer slightly sweet, like my tea.
Slightly sweet. It's only slightly sweet. It's also slightly bitter.
All right. Well, here we go. Slightly sweet. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I am taking you to court.
Now, Kendall.
You signed this contract.
Give me the only problem with this contract is it's never been notarized. And so.
Is that the law of the Falkland Islands?
Listen, Kendall, it's a Falkland law. Yeah, rip
yeah,
it up.
Right.
It was not worth the paper it was printed on. But sorry, that was actually total. I just zoned out, guys. And that was just a total mind blank there. And I played the wrong cassette.
Twilight Zone.
But here it comes. Here's the real cassette. This is my H side. It's called I'd Rather Watch Murder, She Wrote.
I thought it was the I side.
I think it's the H side. G.
Oh, you said I earlier.
Last week was mm-hmm. G side for your G spot.
Yeah.
I think what you're remembering is I said I have a new side to my single, and it's the H side.
You listen back. You'll see.
Okay. It's called I'd Rather Watch Murder, She Wrote. Here we go. When the morning sun streaks across your room, I put my underwear on and I look for my shoes. Yeah, I've gotta go, I got things to do. And truth be told, I wanna watch something on the tube. I'd rather watch Murder, She Wrote. I'd rather watch Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, Murder, She Wrote. 'Cause if I go too long without seeing Jessica, find a clue or solve a crime, I start to get shook up. But you know I feel real good when I push play and see Angela Lansbury find the killer and save the day. I'd rather watch Murder, She Wrote. I'd rather watch Murder, She Wrote. Oh, Murder, She Wrote. She wrote, she wrote. Oh, if only I could buy a house in Cabot Cove, settle down happy at last, probably get murdered even so. I know Jessica would solve it before my corpse was cold, 'cause she can't help herself. She just knows more than anybody else. But I know I can't just watch this show as much as I want. Better have to go out in the world. I'd rather watch Murder, She Wrote. I'd rather watch Murder, She Wrote. Oh, Murder, She Wrote. Rather watch Murder, She Wrote. Rather watch Murder, She Wrote. Rather watch Murder, She Wrote. Oh, Murder, She Wrote. Rather watch Murder, She Wrote. Oh, Murder, She Wrote. But 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 oh, Murder, She Wrote.
Well, that was good, but I don't know why we had to go through all of this.
It was, Kendall, if you listen, life is unpredictable. Just there are mistakes every day. Things creep in.
I'm checking my contract with Snodbomb to see if it was notarized.
What, you signed a contract? Kendall, here we go. It's time for a little segment I like to call Things You Should Know. All right, are you ready for this thing you should know?
I'm so ready.
All right, Kendall. What eastern state led the U.S. with a 60% recycling rate in the year 2000?
New Hampshire.
Oh, Kendall, no. It was New Jersey.
New Jersey, really?
New Jersey is nice, so I'll say it twice.
We're recycling all those Jersey Shore episodes.
New Jersey is nice.
Cliff, what movie had Disney squeezed $1.1 billion out of by 2001?
By 2001, was that Toy Story?
No.
No.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh. Kendall, what R.E.M. mega hit was Warner Brothers reluctant to release as a single, figuring a song with mandolin playing wouldn't sell?
Well, I missed that very first part you said. I heard that.
What R.E.M. mega hit? And they didn't know a mandolin.
That did not help.
A mandolin is a wonderful piece of thing.
I was like, let me just hear that first part and I'll get the answer. The Mandolin by the Bay.
R.E.M. What's the biggest R.E.M. song you can remember?
I don't remember any of them.
You don't remember Shiny Happy People? You don't remember Everybody Hurts?
No.
You don't
remember? I know that song.
You don't remember this one? That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion.
Yeah, I know that song, but I didn't know it was R.E.M.
It's R.E.M. It's one of the most famous mandolin songs of all time.
Well,
that's why they included it in our batch of things you should know from the writers.
Well, I guess I have learned something new.
There you go. It was worth waking up today.
But what diva exclaimed, "I hate you, then I love you, then I love you, then I hate you, then I love you more" on her Let's Talk About Love CD?
Ooh, Let's Talk About Love. Let's Talk About Us. That was a duet between Celine Dion and Pavarotti.
Oh, her heart will go on. It'll go on?
Yes, every night in my dreams.
I hate you, then I love you. Then I love you, then I hate you. Then I love you more. For whatever.
Kendall, let me ask you this pressing question. What disease? Remember, we've all got our handbook for the recently diseased, don't we? What disease did Alabama researchers announce they'd reversed in monkeys using pancreatic cell transplants?
Pancreatic cancer.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight having diabetes.
Oh, I should have known.
And I don't know if I can do it with pancreatic cell transplants.
I don't know if I can do it.
I don't know. Kendall, do you have another thing I should know?
I've got one more for you.
Awesome. I got one more for you.
What organ did doctors in New York City using remote-controlled robots remove from a patient in Strasbourg, France in 2001?
Oh, was that their intrauterine lining?
No, close. Their gallbladder.
Oh!
Almost had it.
I had one of those.
That was the sound of it coming out of the body.
Kendall, what if it was?
They're like, I didn't expect that.
Oh, that was the gallbladder. Kendall, how many British men won Wimbledon singles titles from 1937 through 2001?
Zero.
Zero. You know your Wimbledon fans,
damn,
bitch.
I know my tennis.
Are you loca?
I'm loca for tennis.
Loca for tennis, aren't we all?
I got tennis elbow.
I got tennis asshole. All right, Kendall, this has been one hell of a show about sharks.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And do I have a quote?
Do you have a quote?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Books are sharks because sharks have been around for a very long time. There were sharks before there were dinosaurs, and the reason sharks are still in the ocean is that nothing is better at being a shark than a shark. You know who said that? Old Douglas Adams.
Oh.
Hitchhiking his way through the galaxy.
Did he also say, when you're a shark all the way from the... When you're a jet.
No, he said,
sharks
baby,
are the jets.
Shark.
Oh, no!
You started it.
No. All right, Kendall, I've got to go. I'm going to try to find and see if really if there is
you're
a
jump
god.
In that fryer.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in the fryer, follow the mouse's lead. Kendall, no, we just want to wish everybody have a wonderful, peaceful day. We hope this you've enjoyed your magic time with us tonight.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood.
And I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Yes.
On the Falkland Islands.
All right, Kendall, go get me some of those hush puppies over there.
Oh, hush your puppy.
Thanks for listening to today's show.
Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
All right.